Kuf zan bey dikh notel yodri achas shishur beroyshe. Oy ba toyta. He washed one hand and he dried it on his head or on the wall. So we're talking about here that he's not scratching his head with it, because the area underneath the hair is considered mokum that has extra sweat, and then it requires another material to die. He just wipes it on the outside of his hair. That area is not considered mokum zeya, and his hands are considered clean. So basically, he dried up his hands. His hair remained wet, and after he dried his hands on his head or the wall, he touched the wet water that was on his hair or on the wall. We're talking about a case where he didn't use his hand with less than revius on each hand. Important, like we said many times, if you want to avoid all the problems, just put an entire revius on each hand in one shot, and then you don't have these problems. But he didn't do that. He did like some people do it, just a little bit. And then the water is still tummy, and if you touch it now, his hand becomes tummy. The rule is that if you do the tears down for less than a few years, so the water in the hand is tummy. But it's not the time of the hand, because whatever was on the hand the whole time, you could be metaris by pouring a second time water on it. But once it goes off the hand and comes back again, then it'll be the time of the hand. Even though the first time it ran, when he was wiping down on his heel, let's say, or the wall, so when on the time of the hands, we're not concerned that maybe some of it went on the hair and went back. Now we look at this, it's going off his hands. But after he's finished wiping his hands and touched it, then it's worse and his hand became tummy, he has to dry it out and start again. We said before, you avoid this entire issue by washing the first time with your vias, and then the water is tar, and if you touch it again, it doesn't cause any problems.